or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yeah?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Well, that's us. We're vicious criminals here on the Reach Radio Show. Welcome to the show. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Halzeen Heffy, bringing you the latest real estate news, home buying facts, money saving tips, and a little community report information. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. There's no better time to become a homeowner than right now. To get started, call the good folks at Reach and let them know that you are ready to become a homeowner. They have the latest information about how you may benefit from their substantial inventory of South Florida properties. The toll-free number for Reach, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224 gets the job done. Or you may visit our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Well, coming up on today's show, Pat Tracy joins us with the latest news about home finance programs. You need some money? You'll want to hear this. After that, real estate news at the bottom of the hour with Steve Cody. Steve digs deep into the stack of news to find the oddest stories just for you. You can't get that anywhere else. And, of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. And you're not going to believe where this house is located. Stay tuned for that. Then our house segment presents our resident pest control freak, Carlton Thompson. He has seen the light of staging the exterior of your home. You're about 35 minutes away from our house. Next up, South Florida's real estate headlines brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. And now Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Thank you, sir. The drastic drop in oil prices could actually put downward pressure on mortgage rates. That's right. The Energy Information Association reported that the price of regular gas was $2.13, the lowest since it was $4 a gallon in May of 2011. And they're estimating that this is going to drive down mortgage rates. We'll explain. The number of properties that lenders repossessed in foreclosures nationwide last year was at an 8-year low, but Florida continues to lead the nation with the highest foreclosure rate as of last year. Volunteers and staff from area human services organizations are conducting a count of homeless people and families in Palm Beach County next week, and they'd like your help. We'll tell you how you can get in touch and volunteer to help out. Here's an interesting idea. Instead of paying electric bills, imagine being able to sell power to your neighbors. There's a new proposal in the legislature that just might make that happen. And it's not unusual for some high-end developments to throw in a few freebies to sweeten the pot, but there's one West Palm Beach Condominium Association that's taking that to a whole new level. If you buy one of their condos, they will offer you a complimentary Tesla Model S. That's a very expensive car.
That's a car,
and I'm guessing you know what the catch is going to be on that. Also, the sheriff's office is warning the public not to handle hand grenades that you find in your home. Now, there's some good advice. We have a story of somebody who actually found a hand grenade when they were cleaning out a rental unit. And needless to say,
I can't wait.
Well, details of that story and much more coming up at the bottom of the hour.
That's a very explosive story.
Boom.
That's what that is. But, all right, when we return, the chief cook and bottle washer, the executive director of Reach, joins us with the latest news about financing programs available to first-time home buyers. And did you know that a study at Harvard University shows 46% of all Americans die with less than 10 grand in the bank? Ouch.
Ain't got no home, I know face wrong. I'm a lonely
concerned
boy.
About your future, don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. contact a REACH certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing at reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing at reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing jefe. And I have some very special information for you. If you are a first-time home buyer or you're looking to get into your first home, REACH's next first-time home buyer workshop is tomorrow, Sunday, January the 25th, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at REACH's offices located in Palm Beach Gardens and in our Kindle office in Miami. Folks, these classes fill up fast. They really, really do. And if you're not on the list, there may not be any space. So I would call as soon as I could, like maybe right now, and find out if there's any space available for tomorrow's workshop. If not, we'll get you into the next workshop. The number for REACH is 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. The first-time homebuyer workshop is mandatory if you would like to qualify for government assistance. And just to let you know, REACH and HUD qualifies you as a first-time home buyer if you have not owned a home in the last 3 years. I know we say that a lot, but it's true, and you should take advantage of it. If you've owned a home previously and you've been without a home for 3 years, oh, then you qualify as a first-time home buyer. So I would check that out. Call REACH and find out if you can make it into this month's class, or I think we're having another one coming up early next month, right? The first part of the month, okay. I'm getting hand signals here, so that's kind of cool. There is a $49 fee for this course, but it includes food and beverages. We're going to have you there for 6 hours. Lot and lots of information to learn. Okay, our first guest is the executive director of REACH, and she has a very special message for, like we were saying, first-time homebuyers. Pat Tracy, welcome to your show.
Well, thank you, Alan.
I love saying that, you know, welcome to your show. How many people get to do that?
Ah, thanks, Alan.
You know, we had a visit from Citibank last week, and it appears that they have some good news for first-time homebuyers. That was Albert Martinez, right, from Citibank?
Correct.
Are we allowed to use his name?
We have.
We did. It's done. Sorry, Albert.
Hi, Albert.
Is that your Uncle Albert?
Yeah. Right. No, let me just make a quick correction, though.
Okay.
Tomorrow is the class in Palm Beach County.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't get a hold of anyone, come to the class. Come at 12:30 so you can register early.
Right.
But be there, and that's 8409 North Military Trail, Suite 112, Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. We'll be glad to take you in. We do have classes in Spanish, Creole, and English going at the same time.
Right.
So if you need the class, please come. Kindle class has not yet started. Mm-hmm. It will begin next month, and they're going to be staggered classes, Alan. So one can be going on in Dade, and then 2 weeks later, one
down
in Palm
Miami.
Beach, so that we can cover more people and help more during the month.
Right. These are valuable classes. There's a lot to learn when you if you're there for 6 hours. Believe me, there's a lot to learn. So don't bring a pillow. You want to stay up for this. Bring a pad and a pencil or a laptop and just suck up the information.
Right. We do have, as you said, we have lunch. We have games that kind of help break the ice but also get the information out. I know Kanisha does a puzzle at the end to make sure you know the steps that are correct. So it's really good and informative. But as you said, there are programs, and I don't know, everybody has been to see Selma, I hope, the movie, but out of some of this came the community, a community CRA deal, which says that banks have to invest in low to moderate income individuals. So they have created loans that meet that need. One of them is called Home Run, not akin to the Home Run Real Estate Office here, but that's the name.
Close.
You hit a home run when you go there. It's Citibank's conventional program.
Right.
It's an excellent program. And not only that, if you go to REACH and you get your first-time home buyer counseling from REACH, you opt for up to $3,000 from Citi as a gift, actually, for coming to the class and qualifying.
That's right. I heard him say that. And what I couldn't believe he said was, oh, you don't have to pay this back.
Right.
It's just a gift.
It is a gift. It is a gift in a sense, paying for to help people get into their lending program because they have a quota. There's a CRA quota they have to meet, so this helps them meet the quota. But more than that, it helps the individual get into their home.
CRA?
Mm-hmm.
CRA, what's that mean?
Community Reinvestment Act.
There you go.
Okay.
Because I didn't know that.
Yeah. So this is the Community Reinvestment Act. There were many acts going on during this period, as we will cover some of those. But it's very important to know that that act helps low to moderate income individuals get homes. And many of the people that we see getting those homes maybe came from a country where home ownership is not known.
Mm-hmm.
So they have no idea about home ownership. We've had families from Cuba take our class. It's like more than a foreign language. Even if we give it in Spanish, it's a foreign language of home ownership. So the same thing from the island of Haiti. So even here, if you grew up in a city and you were just a rental, just had rentals, maybe you're the first breakout of your family to own a home.
Right.
So those are things that we really help individuals with. And in that nature, Citi has written a program that will give you a loan with only 3% down.
Citibank, let's be clear on that.
Citibank, yes. That will give you a loan with only 3% down. That's a 97% loan. FHA is 96.5, so it's a half a percent less to put down. You have no mortgage insurance at all. Your score must be about 640. The loan can go up to $417,000.
Wow.
They'll do 95% on condos, and it's very competitive interest rates.
These are the answers, Pat. These are the answers to people that say, gee, I can't afford a home. I don't have enough money for the down payment. I just don't know if I could make the monthly payments. This, what we're talking about right now, is the answer to that question. When you say that, think of REACH and call REACH. You know the number, 855-487-3224.
Exactly. And 3% down and $3,000 given to you, that's a win-win situation.
Right.
The state of Florida also has a bond program that they offer, which is $10,000. And $10,000 can be put on your loan. Now, that is a payback at some time. It has no interest. You just, if you paid off your home, you still owe the $10,000. Sometime you will pay it back. But the city gift is a $3,000 gift,
and
no payback.
And you don't have to pay that back, right?
Exactly.
There's $3,000 for you, folks. All you have to do is call REACH.
Almost. Now, what REACH does, and you interrupt me if we need to cover this later, is we go through everything to help you buy. You know, I'm going to give you one hint right now that a lot of people do not know. Let's say you're still living with mom and dad, or you're living in your uncle's back bedroom, or you're someplace and you pay him cash. Pay him by check. Get a money order.
Oh, yeah.
Get something, because every lender that's going to make your loan wants to see that you're paying some sort of housing.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way to verify it when you say, oh, I pay him cash all the time.
Mm-hmm. It's my uncle.
Get a money order. Get a check. Give it to them. And if they want to buy your food with it or whatever, that's one thing. But you need to establish that pattern. That's the biggest help you can do. Where you live, make sure you've got some sort of payment record on it.
Right. Excellent thought there, because most people that do live with mom or dad or a relative, they're sure not going to ask for a receipt or ask for a payment log or record like that. And then when you go to the bank, oh, yeah, I've been paying rent, you know, on time for the last 2 years. Do you have any proof of that? Nope. So, yes, excellent.
Right. And then also make sure that if perhaps you're in that situation and you're already in a contract, if you don't have any record of paying, you at least have some money in the bank, because they want to know that you, if you didn't pay, you could save something. If you never paid for housing and you don't have any money in the bank, how in the world can you make a housing payment?
Exactly. We are so smart here at REACH, aren't we? These are good tips, folks. I mean, it is a big buying a house is a big deal. It's the biggest purchase you'll ever make. So, you know, make sure you do it right. And I would advise you to call the good folks at REACH and let them help you out with that. Okay, when we return, Pat Tracy takes a look at the future of banking and how banks should adjust their finance programs to fit future economies. I didn't know you were an economist. That's pretty cool. According to the Deutsche Bank, interest rates were near levels today back in the 50s. Woo!
I'm a lonely boy. Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? REACH is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact REACH, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email REACH at housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Call REACH at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam.
Ooh. Hey, welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing heavy. We are speaking with Pat Tracy. She is the executive director of REACH, and we were discussing home financing and the future of the money supply. You need money? Well, we can help you get some. All right, Pat, welcome back. Thanks for hanging through the break there.
Thank you, Alan.
Now, I know you're not, well, maybe you are an economist. You sure know a lot about real estate and everything that goes on in this industry. Let's just play for a second here. If you could be control of the world, you could have control of the world or the banking system. How should our financing be set up? What should we be doing? What's the right way to take care of people and their needs when it comes to housing and real estate?
Well, I'm going to defer that for a minute so I can go back to the program we were talking about, the Home Run program, for just a minute, Alan, because I wanted
Well, that's something that they did to make things better. I mean, the banking industry changes constantly to help out people like us.
They do. And one thing that program offers is for refinances, which you're already a homeowner.
Right.
You own no other property. You need to refinance. You can refinance at that higher loan to value, up to 97% with no mortgage insurance under the program, depending on your income and home location. And the CRA program covers home locations, but just remember those maps aren't updated regularly. So REACH has found many properties that are on South Beach, that are on the Bay in Miami, that are still under the CRA quota of areas.
Nice.
So it's really something you need to look into, or let REACH look up where you want to buy, see if it's in that area, or how your income applies.
Right.
Because it's one or the other, income or area. You can make all you want if you buy in a certain income.
Right. Or a certain area. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. If you buy in a certain area, your income is unlimited. However, if you have a limitation of income, then that also meets the program. And so it's a good thing. Now
you're right. It comes down to location.
Exactly.
And money.
Now, you ask about the future of banking and what's happening.
Right.
Just this week, one evening, we were on a call with Elizabeth Warren.
Mm-hmm.
You are familiar with the CFPB. The consumer finance that was set up a couple years ago with Elizabeth Warren.
Right.
There is a group set to dismantle the consumer finance. Now, I want you to think about, if you did not have consumer finance, that is the only place you can go and complain. If you felt the bank did something wrong to you and you go to the bank to complain, is that not like, is that, who will research that and come back to you and say, okay, you're right?
Right.
Only the Consumer Finance Bureau does that. You can go in and make a complaint. So if that is dismantled, if that is harmed,
you have nowhere to go.
Which with the new Congress, they are fearful of this. Then they're trying to get 100,000 signatures to support the CFPB to keep that as it is and keep it strong, because actually they have done a good work for consumers.
May we give out the website to that, or do you have one?
You know what? If you just Google the CFPB or the Consumer Finance, then you will, or Elizabeth Warren, you're going to get that website, and I wasn't prepared to speak on that. We're going to cover it again,
that's, but
right. I think it's important.
We're live here.
I know we're live, so we're up to the minute.
Be kind of weird if we were dead.
There's another thing going on, Alan, since you said future.
Right.
And I was going to cover this at some point, but let me just say that in this week, Wednesday, the Supreme Court took up a case on the Texas Housing Civil Rights Doctrine.
Right.
And if you know, very often tax credits have been given where people, builders, will go into neighborhoods that are more affluent and build a home so that you can kind of mix communities.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's being brought up that that's a civil rights violation, perhaps on the builder side. So that is being heard by the Supreme Court, and an answer is supposed to come out in July. And what they really want is poor to stay here and wealthy to stay on another side.
They don't want to mix it up.
They don't want to mix it up, whereas the tax credit dollars in the past have mixed it up. So this now is coming as another issue. So with the new Congress, you are going to see a lot of these issues coming up where maybe some of these CRA dollars may go away. So if you want to buy, buy now.
That sounds like a job for Steve Cody. I'm pretty darn sure.
Well, the first thing you want to do is find out who your congressman is.
That's it.
And then call his or her office and tell them how you feel. They do respond to those things. They absolutely do. They care about what their constituents are doing.
As
the Supreme
they
Court, there's really nothing you can do about that. They're going to decide what they're going to decide. But I read yesterday that the most conservative guy on the court, Antonin Scalia, is kind of leaning towards the liberal side of this.
Right.
So we're hopeful on that one.
Well, we have seen over the past, well, since 2008, how the government has readjusted. There's more programs on top of programs, and they tweak this program and tweak that program, all for the good of the folks, you know, to help you get into a home. I believe that they know. Ron, what's Ron, the president of Ocwen? We were speaking with
Ron Ferris.
There you go. Thank you. We were speaking with him a couple of weeks ago, and he said, yeah, we overbuilt. Yeah, we were given loans we shouldn't have. We know that. But they're correcting it. And REACH stays on top of all those corrections. Pat, you are a genius when it comes to this kind of stuff. I don't know how you do it. You're always on top of it.
Well, some of it is our connection with Washington, and with that I have to mention the National Low Income Housing Coalition that we're a member of, and then also with Home for USA, who is totally on the Hill.
That's right.
So that helps us be know what's going on in this area.
You know, I saw Barack Obama's phone number in Marcia Griffin's cell phone.
I would not doubt it.
Do you think they're pretty close to the top of the hill?
I think they know what's going on.
I think they do. Okay. We're about to launch the second half of the REACH Radio Show. Directly after the news, Anna Stewart tells us how a little swimming education can literally save your life. Coming up after that, REACH Radio's Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how this house can become your home. And then our house segment will tell you how to dress for success when selling your house. Carlton Thompson is on deck. And finally, while some people avoid the birthday blues using inverted age statistics and things like that, REACH embraces it. Pat Tracy is here to explain. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, it's REACH Radio's Real Estate News at the bottom of the hour with our effervescent news guy, Steve Cody.
That means I'm bubbly?
Yes.
Cool. All right. Here we go. The drastic drop in oil prices could put a downward pressure on mortgage rates. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reported that the price of regular gasoline was $2.13. That's the lowest point since the peak at $4 a gallon in May of 2011. EIA estimates that those savings could amount to about $550 per household in 2015. And lower oil prices mean a lower inflation rate, which, of course, pushes down mortgage rates. The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averages 3.66 last week. That's the lowest average in about 20 months, according to Freddie Mac's weekly mortgage survey. Now, taking into account the median home price of $200,000, a 0.75 percentage drop in mortgage rates could yield you savings of about $1,000 a year, according to the NAR researchers. The number of properties that lenders repossessed in foreclosures nationwide last year is at an 8-year low, but Florida continues to have the nation's highest foreclosure rate. Figures released last week by the research firm RealtyTrack show that Florida had a 2.3% foreclosure rate last year. That's the highest in the nation, but it is considerably lower than it was just a few years ago. Volunteers and staff from the area human service organizations will conduct a count of homeless people and families in Palm Beach County next week. The count, conducted every 2 years as required by the Department of Housing and Urban Development, will start at noon on the 29th and end at noon the next day. Now, officials will use that count to assess progress in housing the homeless. If you're interested in volunteering to helping to count the homeless people on January 29th, here's what you do. Call this phone number, 561-355-4779. 561-355-4779. Now, instead of paying electric bills, imagine being able to sell power to your neighbors. Under a new proposal by Floridians for Solar Choice, businesses and residents would be able to sell power from their solar panels to their neighbors. Right now, they're only allowed to sell it back to the grid and the utility companies. Any changes to the law are at least a year away. That's when those for the change hope to get the amendment on the ballot so the public can decide. We'll see what happens with that. The Literacy Coalition of Palm Beach County recently launched an innovative family healthy living program thanks to a grant of $10,000 from the Ronald McDonald House in South Florida. Realizing the connection between nutrition and learning, the Healthy Living Program brings children and families together for a night of interactive storytelling, hands-on activities, and health education. Now, it's not unusual for some high-end developments to offer freebies to kind of sweeten the pot when you buy there. The Z Palm Beach Condominium is offering a complimentary, free Tesla Model S car with each unit. The car sells for $71,000, according to Tesla. The unique development will have just 8 units, starting at $2.3 million. They average about 4,000 square feet under air. They have a private elevator, biometric security systems, rooftop pool, wellness center, 5-story atrium, solar energy, wind turbines. They're expected to be open by the end of this year, and of course, charging stations for your Tesla will also be available. This, according to the Z Palm Beach website. The Florida Office of Financial Regulation is warning homeowners this week to be wary of loan modification companies that may be taking their money and not doing the service for them. 5 red flags you should look for: requirements of a large upfront fee for financial relief services, pressure to sign a contract before services can be provided, pressure to sign over the title of your property, don't do that, asking you to stop or redirect your mortgage payments, another no-no, and the final red flag, requiring additional fees to continue efforts on behalf of your case. Now, if you feel that you've been a victim of fraud in any of these circumstances, here's the number to call. It's the OFR, Office of Financial Regulation, and it's 850-487-9687. Get this. The Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office is warning the public not to handle hand grenades if you find them in your yard. In the first incident, a homeowner was cleaning out a rental property and found a grenade and several fireworks. The person brought those explosives to the Point and Beat substation of the sheriff's office. The substation, of course, was put on lockdown. The bomb and the arson units arrived. They safely removed the items. The grenade was found to be live. The second incident also involved a live grenade after a homeowner found it in a shed. Detectives also responded to remove that grenade. Now, police say if anyone finds a grenade, they should contact authorities who will come dispose of it. No one should handle the explosives or try to move it. Duh. Yeah. And finally, when an Okeechobee father came home to a heated argument between his two 12-year-old daughters, he called the sheriff's department. Sheriff's Deputy Joseph Hall responded to the father, Dale Garcia. Sheriff Hall stood by as Garcia delivered 4 spanks to the girl's buttocks. But since no crime was committed, the deputy went his way following the punishment. In a time when the line between punishment and child abuse is somewhat yet nebulous to some people, deputies in Okeechobee say it's not entirely out of the ordinary for parents to call an officer to witness a spanking. Under Sheriff Noel Stevens says that he's overseen 12 spankings in his career. While the act is not something the Sheriff's Department likes to advertise that they do, it is a service that they will provide on occasion.
No way.
A spanking new service from the Sheriff's Department.
I wonder if they'd pay any money to watch me spank my wife.
Oh, no.
Would they?
I'm out of here. Bye.
Well, it's live radio, folks. What else, what can we say? All right, here we go. Our next guest is the manager of the Drowning Prevention Coalition of Palm Beach County. She holds a bachelor's degree of science in criminal justice and a master's degree in public administration. Anna currently sits on the board of directors for the National Water Safety Congress. How cool is that? Anna Stewart, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm just learning so much on this radio show. I can't even begin to tell you.
Hey, wait, there's a test after the show. So
I'm test phobic, so let's not do that.
Well, you have a unique position working for the county there, an office of two, I think, right?
Office of two people, right. And our job is to educate the 1.3 million people in Palm Beach County. How about them apples?
Okay, you have 8.5 minutes. Start educating. No, you do a lot of good work over there. And I was reading through the website, and I was actually shocked to see some of the numbers about the drowning deaths in Palm Beach County. We're out of control down here.
Well, what are we surrounded by? We're surrounded by water.
Water,
right.
Yes.
So it's unfortunate that there are drownings that occur year-round in Palm Beach County. It's just what's just so upsetting is that these incidences, 99.9% of the time, are preventable.
Oh, yes.
So, you know, what do you think? I'm going to ask you. I'm going to quiz you now.
Okay.
What is the number one reason why drownings happen for both children and adults, you think?
They can't swim.
Now, that's an excellent answer, but that's not
it's
number
not
one.
It. Mm.
No. The number one answer is that there's a lapse in adult supervision for children and adults swimming by themselves. Because if you think about it, even if you are a great swimmer and you're by yourself and you get a cramp, and you're in the middle of the pool, and there's nobody there to help you,
all alone am I.
Precisely.
Exactly.
And the same thing if you go to the ocean and you don't swim in front of a lifeguard, and you decide to, I'm going to go out into the ocean, and you're by yourself, and it's just common sense.
Well, I was going to say, even as a kid, I know I was taught you never go swimming alone. And what's the other myth? Is that true that you don't eat and go swimming? You have to wait a half hour before you, or is that all gone now?
It's all gone. I just don't recommend going into the water right after you're eating. But
right. Well, they say that's what would cause cramps and things like that. I've never had that happen.
You've never had that happen?
No, I guess you don't get cramps from hot dogs and hamburgers.
I wouldn't try that either way. I would just,
it's a good idea to wait a half hour before you go back into the water after eating.
It can't hurt. Let's put it that way. It can't hurt.
Okay. But the number one, like you said, people just swimming unsupervised, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, and it's just really interesting to me that I've been doing this for 11 years now, and one of the things that I come across that it's so frustrating is talking to people and them saying, well, a drowning incident is never going to happen to me because I always watch my children, or I love this, I don't go near water. I get that. I don't go near water. And I say, well, that's interesting. We're surrounded by water. You do shower, right? Because people do slip and fall and, their body covers a drain and they can drown that way. People do drive cars, there are passengers in cars. Cars going into canals and people drowning is the third leading cause of drowning in this county. So if
cars in the water.
Cars going into the canal. So people who say to me, I don't need to learn how to swim, I say, well, what if your car goes into a body of water and you don't know how to swim? Your likelihood of survival goes way down. And I tell, look, people, I'm not interested in you becoming Michael Phelps. That's not my goal. My goal is for you to be able to learn the necessary survival skills in case you were ever caught in a body of water where you can turn over and float, call for help.
Right. Now, a car going into the water causes another problem because of the pressure. Now you have air in the car, water on the outside, rolling down the window may not be an option. Have you ever tried to break a window in a car that's underwater? It doesn't break.
It can be very difficult, but what we want to let people know is that you don't have to die and drown in your car. The first and foremost thing is not to panic, but obviously that's easier said than done.
Absolutely.
Right. So, but you don't want to call 911 because 911 wastes energy and time that you do not have. You want to escape the vehicle within the first minute as soon as that car goes into water. You want to remove your seatbelt, smash the window, and get out. And when you're, you know, got adrenaline pumping, you can do amazing things.
Right.
And you can get it out of that car in less than 10 seconds.
I think adrenaline pulls common sense out of the brain. I think that's what happens. You get panicked and you don't know what to do. You start kicking the window. Isn't there a device that weren't you saying something about a device, Steve, that somebody
there are several devices that are on the market. They have center punches, they have hammers and things of that nature. But, you know, as a government entity, our job is to educate, not tell people what to buy. So we just want to make sure that people have some kind of device located in their car that's near them, not in the trunk of the car, not in the glove box.
Sure.
I mean, if you're stuck in your seatbelt, how are you going to reach your glove box to get an item out to break your window and cut your seatbelt? Make sure it's either in the center console that opens and closes, or you attach it to your key ring, for example. We just want people to be prepared and to get their head out of the sand and not think that it can't happen to them.
I think we'd want to get their head out of the water, right? I don't know about
being. Anna makes a good point about the adrenaline. Yeah. When your adrenaline is pumping, you can do amazing things. I mean, you've heard stories about women getting out and lifting a car off their child. I mean, I guess when you're panicking, you could kick a window out without too much difficulty.
Actually, it is difficult. I've seen movies on it.
Yeah.
That you know.
It must be true then.
If it was in a movie. That was. And it was on the internet. It was a movie on the internet.
Oh, well, then that settles it.
No, actually, there's a lot of pressure on the outside. If your car is totally submerged and you're trying to kick the window out, good luck. Mm-hmm. The best thing to do is have a little device, like Anna said, just click and it busts the window. Or you know, I don't suggest that you carry a hammer in your console, but, you know, something that you can smash the window with.
Yeah, you just want something that's readily available to give you a chance to survive. Just don't call 911.
Right. Now, obviously, what are they going to do? Hey, I'm stuck. Where are you? I'm in my car. You have a website that will give us some of that information,
We have a plethora of water safety information. Don't you like that word, plethora? It's like an SAT word. It's www.pbcgov.org/DPC, and our telephone number is 561-616-7068. Now, I'm sure many of you are wondering why am I on this radio station when you're dealing with realtors. Well, if you think about it, realtors sell homes, rent homes to people where there's backyard swimming pools or hot tubs and things of that nature, and people, I think, don't recognize the dangers that are associated with the water hazards that exist inside and outside the home, particularly if you have a swimming pool. So if you sell a home to a buyer and there's no fencing around the pool, I mean, I think realtors should have a responsibility, to be quite honest, to educate the consumer about the dangers. And if people want to call my office at 561-616-7068, we would be more than happy to provide water safety materials to realtors to give to their clients.
That's an excellent idea. They should be doing that. I can tell you from a personal story, and of course this was back in 1976, so it was, the fences around the pools weren't mandatory then, but my brother lost a child from a swimming pool drowning.
Wow.
And it was as simple as my sister-in-law was on the phone talking to a friend, and the conversation went on and on.
Lapse of supervision.
Lapse of supervision.
It's just the same thing. You don't leave your children alone while, you know, they're in a bathtub. I mean, just common sense things that people do. I mean, in this day of technology, you go to a commercial pool and just take a look around and see who's watching their children.
Right.
And you'll notice that a lot of people are not actively watching their child.
We just go up to them and smack them.
No.
Watch your child, will you?
No child abuse. Just I really highly recommend to become more educated about water safety and drowning prevention and learn about the educational services that our organization provides, because we will come for free to talk to your agency about water safety and drowning prevention. So I don't know if there's like a realtors association or things of that nature, but we'll come for free. It doesn't cost any money, and we'll give you a crash course in Water Safety 101.
Very cool. And the number to reach them, again, write this down, 561-616-7068, or visit their website at www.pbcgov.com/pbcgov. DPC.
Yeah, it's pbcgov.org/DPC. Or you can Google Drowning Prevention Coalition of Palm Beach County.
There you go. I like the phone number better. But, you know, actually the real reason you came on the show today was to say hi to your mom. So go ahead.
Oh, hi, Mom.
Hey.
I hope you're listening.
That's how that works, right? That was easy.
I can't even imagine what her reaction is right now.
Ah, she's loving it. There you go. Well, now it's time for this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Their phone number, 561-351-8000. That's 561-351-8000. How easy is that? I told you this was a special home this week. Wait till you find out where it is. It's at 100 Northwest 24th Avenue in Miami. So if you're looking to, if you work in Miami and you're living in Lauderdale and you want to go a little further south, this would be a beautiful, gorgeous single-family home. It's located in the Glen Royal community, deep in the heart of Miami. It has 4 bedrooms, 3 baths, tiled floors, and get this, there is a $2,000 appliance credit with this unit. If you buy this place, we can set you up with an extra couple of $1,000. That means you get to choose your own appliances and get what you want. We call that bonus, bonus, bonus. This house features 2,300 square feet of spacious living area, and the property is fenced in. The driveway is gated. It's not a gated community, but the driveway is. And it's close to shopping and excellent schools. It's ready for your approval. It's in the. It's a perfect property for FHA or conventional financing. And, of course, the ever-popular cash always works. And we like to say, take a look at Google Maps. You can see the location for yourself. It's 100 Northwest 24th Avenue in Miami, and the zip code 33125. And that's this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. She's here in the studio right now, so you really don't want to call her. So that's where we're at with that, okay? And this is this.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
Okay, it's time to get into our house, and I have the keys. So this week's segment is brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. And joining us on the phone right now is Carlton Thompson. He is our resident pest control freak, and he's here today with some health and beauty tips for your home. Carlton, how's your day?
All right, how you doing today?
Hey, we're doing great. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking on the show about staging your home, and a lot of people said, well, what, I got to get a stagecoach for my house? No, staging means setting your house up to be attractive enough for a potential buyer to go, ooh, I want this place. So staging your home, fixing it up on the inside is one avenue that we talked about. And Carlton is going to tell us about staging the outside of your home. How does that work, Carlton?
Well, there's a couple of easy, low-cost things you can do. You know, if you have a pressure washer, use it. Pressure wash the house. Pressure wash the driveway.
Yeah, give it a bath.
That you know, makes that adds a lot of curb appeal real quick.
Right.
Keeps you out of the house if the wife's inside too. Also, you can for very little money take any dead bushes out. You know, if you got a little hedge and you got a dead bush in the middle of it, pull it out. Go get a $30 little bird feeder and put in there. You know, makes it look nice and you know, nobody has to know that something was dead there. And remulch. You don't have to remulch the whole thing with, 3 inches of thick new mulch. Just put some a topping on there, just top it a little bit with some mulch.
Sure, that makes the house look a lot better. Yeah.
Yeah, you may use a yard or two. That may cost you $50. Might hurt you a little, but it'll cost you about $50.
Well, we've heard, Carlton, that if for every dollar you put in to stage your house, you get like $7 or $8 back in return on the value because it makes the house look better. What about lighting?
Lighting, you can put a little bit of money. You know, it'll cost you a little bit, but accenting the entranceway, the walkway, make it more inviting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, absolutely, lighting will do that. The only problem with that would be, with the people that are interested would have to come back and see that at night. Which could be good if they're discussing it and they want to check the neighborhood out at night. They'd drive by and be like, oh, it's even beautiful at night. So,
oh, yeah. You know. Well, we recommend that people do that. You don't want to just go take a look at a home that you're thinking about buying. You're going to be living there. So, yeah, you definitely want to go by at night and take a look. And And I know they've got floodlights. I've seen people light up the trees. They light up the house. What's the most popular thing nowadays, Carlton?
Well, it's a little combination. You want to accent all the landscape features and walkways that you can with maximum return on your light with minimal amount of light. Also, strategically place a few lights for security reasons that don't appear to be security lights. You don't want it to seem like you have to have a secure place here.
Right.
But you don't want, you know, to have a dark spot coming around the corner going up to the doorway or, you know, things like that. Make sure that's lit up well.
Right. I think you are right when you said make your house inviting, because that brings people in, right?
Yep.
Okay. Cool beans. All right, so a little bit of lighting, a little bit of taking out the old bushes and just make your house look better. Dress it up. Put a coat and a tie on, right?
Yep, that's all. Right. I mean, you know, if we did a little lighting package and a bird feeder and some mulch, we might be able to spend $500.
All right, and then you'll get at least $4,000 or $5,000 extra in the price of the house. Good advice. Carlton, thanks for calling in. We appreciate that. When we return, Born on a Tabletop in January of 2006, Reach has helped more than 4,000 people become homeowners. The co-founder of Reach is here with a special message just for you. So stay tuned and get ready to blow out the candles.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Okay, welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. And joining us in the studio right now is one of the founders of Reach, better known as the executive director. Oh, boy. What are you directing today, Pat? Woo! Well, welcome to the Reach Radio Show again. And we have a very special message this time, don't we?
Ooh.
This is Reach's birthday. We've been around since 2006. And like I said in our tease there, we've helped close to 4,000 people, a little more than 4,000 people get into their own homes. And that's worth a big happy birthday all by itself. Pat, congratulations on 9 years.
Thank you, Alan. That's helped them get into their homes and keep their homes. So we're thrilled that we could do that. And just before we jump into that, you know how I always jump back to parts of the show.
I love it when you do that.
Yes.
It keeps us on script.
Yes. Well, during the news, I heard Steve say, call the OFR or report a problem with your modification to the OFR.
Right.
Call Reach. But also, the one thing I want to say is do the CFPB. You asked me about the website. It's consumerfinance.gov. There's a special place for complaints. They are very active with looking at any type of complaints. They're getting ready to take on the payday loans.
Oh, yeah.
They do mortgages, and payday loans are something we want to hit on, too, at a point in time. But I think you should be working with the CFPB.
Give that website out again.
It's consumerfinance.gov.
There you go.
Just go there. There's a place to submit a complaint. It won't take you but a few minutes. And they actually do respond to every complaint they get.
No, they should.
They look into it. Well, you have been where some places you send in complaints and you never hear back. They actually right away come back to you, respond to you. But not only that, they investigate. And banks hate the CFPB. So is why.
That's a good enough reason right there.
That is why they want to dismantle some of it and take away some of its power. So I would say if you're approached, if you want to sign the 100,000 member petition that we'll be helping with, please let Reach know. But if you want to put a complaint in and you want somebody to research your problem, you need to be going to the CFPB.
Right. Or you could just give Reach a call, and you know the number, 855-487-3224. That's toll-free. So if you have a problem, you're not sure, or you didn't get to write down the www.consumerfinance.gov address there, call the good folks at Reach. They'll help you out. That's what they're there for, right?
Yeah. Alan likes to call that 48 Reach, but I actually named it IV Reach, so
that's
it could
right.
give you a financial infusion. So we have it both ways.
But
there.
only the Romans know about that. That's a little Roman numeral joke there, right?
Yes.
Yep.
But
that is cute though. IV Reach.
Uh huh. Yep. Your financial infusion. Okay. Woo-hoo. So I really enjoyed the drowning prevention portion, and I think that we are certainly going to partner with Anna going forward to get that to the realtors and the homes.
That's an excellent idea. Sure, get the information to the realtors and help out.
Right, and if you are leading some sort of community group, this is a good thing to have these girls out to speak on this, because I think it's a great issue that you've covered today. So
right.
I appreciate
that. They come out free of charge, too.
Mm-hmm. So. Exactly.
All right. Well, we have about a minute and a half left here. Let's just talk about the past 9 years of Reach. Can you cover all that in a minute and a half?
Oh, I think I can cover that. In December, 9 years ago, a little over 9 years now, we were sitting around over the Christmas holidays, and we knew of a very bad need to be able to get people funding for their homes. We were doing a lot of mortgages. We could see that there was no money. That's why when you said 10,000, I doubt it. Most people don't die with 10,000. They die with 1,000, if that.
If that, right.
And so we said, how can we help these people? And together we said, we can get this 501c3, because if we have that in Palm Beach County, we can help them get 60, 45, 75,000 at that time. Mm. So we applied for our 501c3, which is a lengthy process, but we got approved. We had a Colombian, Eduardo Muniz, who was at our house, design the logo.
Mm-hmm.
We had John Williams start with the paperwork. Jack and I saw it through and signed all the documents, and we started our nonprofit. It actually incorporated in January.
Did that go against every principle that you hold, a non-profit kind of a deal?
No, actually, Alan, you know, there's a part of me. I went to Columbia Bible College. I looked at perhaps going to the mission field. And so this to me was another way to mission, another way to help people stabilize their lives and get into homes. So it wasn't foreign to me at all.
There you go.
Because
I knew that. I was just getting that.
Okay.
Pat, you're a great person. Thanks for coming on your show today. That was great. That's about all the time left to us. We want to thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us, and a special shout out to Jack Tracy. Jack, get well, my friend. Get well. He's a little under the weather. Check out our show website at reachradioshow.com. That's where all the Reach Radio Show archives are stored. You may take a look at our Spotlight Home of the Week. And thank you for listening. Thank you for being with us. We'll see you next Saturday live from noon to one.
Thanks, Alan.
Ain't got no home, no place to roam. Ain't got no home, no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy.